Welcome to Kentucky State Fair on the Air. Our coverage today brought to you by presenting sponsor Farm Credit Mid-America, also Raider Auction Company, Trigg County Farm Bureau, H&R AgriPower, and by Wildcat Chevrolet. We'll have a report from the Kentucky State Fair coming up in just a moment.
Farmers know that hard work has its rewards. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America has designed our operating loans to work just as hard for you in return. Earn 1.5% cash back on all purchases when you connect your operating loan to our disbursement card. Because in times like these, some extra cash back never hurts. Visit fcma.com/operating to learn more. Disbursement card for use with an operating loan. Operating loans are subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Always good to see our friends. State Representative Myron Dossett. Representative Dossett, you're here for the kickoff breakfast at the Kentucky State Fair. And good morning for you, right?
Yes, very much. And I want to thank our Ag Commissioner Jonathan Schell and his staff for inviting me to be there for the commodity breakfast. And I'm actually going to go over and watch the official opening of the fair itself. So always great to be able to be a part of Kentucky and this state fair, just like our fair at home. This is an integral part of Kentucky, especially as we get into summer. And I was just having a conversation with your daughter, who is about to do a speech, and to see how many of our young people are involved in different things here. It means a lot to me, and it should mean a lot to every citizen of this Commonwealth, because that's our future.
Absolutely. We were talking about agriculture. You chair the House Agriculture Committee. This is agriculture, though, right? Kentucky State Fair is agriculture.
This is pure agriculture right now. And always remind everyone, when we say agriculture and we talk about agribusiness here in Kentucky, it's not always just a farmer riding a tractor that you see. Agriculture touches pretty much everything we do. And when we look at what agriculture puts into Kentucky's economy, $63 billion is what agriculture puts into our economy. That's an important part of this state. So, as I said, when you hear us talk agriculture, we're not talking about the cornfield, we're not talking to bean or wheat field or the cows out there or the farmer on the tractor. We're talking about something that touches every individual here in our Commonwealth.
I think you had a chance to see that now that you chair the House Agriculture Committee, even in a bigger light, haven't you?
Yes and no. Alan, I was raised in it just as you were. I've always been aware of how important agriculture was, and to have earned my livelihood in it, I know that importance. I see it on a bigger scale, but I give thanks to my mom and dad for instilling that in me from the very beginning and understanding that importance, same as I understand the importance of military service or those that are first responders that serve with law enforcement. It's something that was instilled in me as a youngster, and all those things go to my mom and dad.
I think it's fantastic. So, have you got a favorite state fair food? Anything you like to have at the fair, Myron?
Nothing there in particular. Probably a corn dog, something along that line. I think I'm old enough that I've kind of backed away from that. Let's ask that of the young people right there. Granddaughter, I know, loves corn dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's that or the funnel cakes. So that's for the young people to eat. I'm getting too old to eat any of it anymore.
Anything on the horizon people need to be on the lookout for?
Well, want to remind, I guess let's do a public service there at home, remind our citizens that notice our corn's turning. We're going to see combines in the field, and that means trucks and tractors on the road. Let's watch the roads. Paying close attention there at home. I know right now we're starting to see tobacco harvested. Mm-hmm. So we want to remember that. We've got hands here that aren't from our farmers use our H-2A workers. Want to remind everyone, those workers for them to get here, they had to jump through a lot of hoops, which means they're documented. They have driver's license in that. Their driver's license work here in the United States. We have a reciprocal agreement with Mexico, and if their hands come across here legally, they're able to drive vehicles. And I have quite a few friends that are farmers that use those workers, and I've Everyone that I've met, they're fantastic people that we have coming here working, and so many of them have been here for many, many years. So appreciate them being here. But of course, we have things coming up. We're in our interim session, and we're discussing different issues that will be coming up in January.
Be interesting to see what comes out there. Anything out there? Any hints you can give us?
Well, I tell you what, we are going to be looking, pretty sure we're going to see legislation dealing with property owner rights, okay. Eminent domain, condemnation of people's property. Want to make sure property owners are treated fairly. Mm-hmm. And I know for anyone to have an idea of why this is really has a place in me, the initial reason I've been asked before, why did you ever run for office? And I always said I wanted to make changes, but the key reason was property that I owned there at home where my shop was. It was had to move it because of four lane, and I always questioned whether I was treated fairly whenever it came through, because I was never able to replace it with like property. I think individuals who make that investment, make that sacrifice to purchase property, they have to be treated fairly in the event. I've never met anyone that wanted to stop progress, but you'll find they'll be a whole lot more willing to go along with it if you are truthful and treat them fairly. And that's something I think we need to put in legislation to make sure that's not an issue in the future.
Sure. No, you always welcome your constituents' comments and thoughts about what's going on, what maybe they think you need to address in Frankfort too.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we were having a conversation, difference between those of us that serve here in Frankfort, serve in Frankfort, or our federal delegation. And I always remind everyone, one big difference with us is that we live there at home. Mm-hmm. Our constituents see us on a regular basis. So if anyone has any issues that they think need to be brought to the forefront, you can contact me, email me. If you see me at Walmart or Kroger's or Lowe's, right, Stop and talk to me. That's what I'm there for. Okay. And if I wasn't willing to talk to you, I shouldn't be in this office.
Representative Myron Dawson at the Kentucky State Fair. Good to see you at the State Fair, and have fun.
Thank you. Enjoy this and look forward to seeing you again, Alan.